Pasuk says, "Vayera Elov Hashem be'eloine mamre." Rashi brings down why be'eloine mamre. Mamre was zoicha to this gilui in his mokoim. Says Rashi, "Hushenosan loy eitza alamilo lefichoch nigla Elov bechelkoi." Mevuah from the midrashim that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzava Avram to do the mila, he went to be mitziayetz to speak it over with oner eshkoil umamre, and Oner ve'eshkoil tried to convince him not to do the mila. Oner said, "You're 99 years old, how can you do it?" Eshkoil said, "You're going to separate yourself from the rest of the world." And Mamre Adaraba told him it's a good idea and was mesiyayitz him to do it. So why bechlal did he have to speak to them? Hare HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a tzivui to do the mila. Why bechlal does he have to mention it to them? State in the Maral, because they were balei brisoi. Oner Eshkoil u'Mamre, state in the Pasuk, were balei bris Avram. So now Avram is coming to be koiris bris with someone else, with the Eibishter. So you have to speak it over with the ones that you have already a bris with. Not that you're totally bedaitum, totally. Hashem was mitzavah him avada, but you have to speak it over. Rabbi said, there's an unbelievable Sfas Emes over here, that the Sfas Emes says, and he asks, so what was the grois shvach? Amri did a grois zach by telling Avram to do it, and he was zeichet to such schar. Hashem was nigla bechelkoi. What was going on? Why were on ve'eshkoil? Why were they misarev that they didn't want Avram to do the mila? What's going on over here? Says the Sfas Emes at the beginning in Parshas Vayera, Tofresh Lamed Dalid. He says, Vadai hevinu, they understood, al yidei hamilo, when Avram is going to do the mila to be koyres bris, he, Avram Vizari, will be miyuchud l'ashem yizborach, liyois nivdal mikol ha'umois. Avram is separating himself, he and his children will be the ones that are oivde Hashem, miyuchud l'ashem, and all the goyim don't have shaychas anymore, they're on the sidelines. And Mamre understood, Kach tzorach liyos. If that's what the Eibishter wants, that the Kovid Shemayim and the Avodas Hashem will be beikur through Avram Vizaroi and not us, so that I'm willing to go there. I'll be mevater on the Steller. Avram will have it, even though it's a richuk. Al yidei Avram being mekayim the bris, Oner Eshkoil u'Mamre will be minisrachik from the Eibishter. And Afal Pikein, they were Makabel. They were Makabel the Richuk. Says the Sfas Emes, Al Yedei Zeh Dafka Zocho Lehiskarev. Because of that Hakorah and decision, you want me to be Rochoik, if that's my position, that's where I'll be. Al Yedei Zeh, he was Zoyche to be Niskarev to the Eibishter, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nigla Elov Bechelkoi, and he got a Shaychus through the Richuk Atzmoi. He got a shaychus to be niskarev to the Shechino. Says the Sfas Emes, what do we learn from here? These are his words. V'hu lelameid. V'hu lelameid lekol ish Yisroel. He says a person has to be mevatel himself to the klal. It's not all about you. Be mevatel yourself to the klal. V'tzorech ligmor medaitoi. You have to be goymer medaitoi. She'im yiye kovoid shamayim. Yoiser b'chaveirov hu mevatel atzmoi v'chol asher loy. If the kovet shemayim will be brought out through his chaver, yoiser al yidei chaveri than him, fine, that's where I am. I'll be the rochik. And va'al yidei ze yochoy limtzoy mokoim tomid. He says this v'asem as someone who's memayit kvoid atzmoi umarbe kvoid shemayim. If kvoid shemayim is misraba al yotcho, then memela you'll have a shaychus and a kesher to that kovod. There's a shena gemora in soita daf mem. L'chayru we can shtel tzu. The gemora is talking about Rabbi Avo, the anivus of Rabbi Avohu, and the gemora brings a maisa. Rabbi Avo was the Rosh Hashiva, he used to darshan, and he had an amoira, a meturgamon. Rabbi Avo would tell him a vort in halacha or agoda, and the meturgamon would say it over to the rabbim. So the Gemara says that the Baisu, the wife of the Amoira, met up with the wife of Rabbi Avohu. And she says to Rabbi Avohu, she says, Hodi don loy tzorech lei, my husband does not need your husband bechlal. The reason he's bending over and listening to him to say over Divrei Torah is just to be mechabed your husband. He doesn't need Reb Avo. He's bigger than Reb Avo. He doesn't need him bechlal. He's just as big as a Talmud Chacham, if not bigger. And Ishtoi shel Rebbe Avo had tsar machmas that. That's what the wife of the Meturgeman is going around saying. So she went and she told it over to Rebbe Avo. Listen to what the family of the Meturgeman, listen to what they're saying about you. What did Rebbe Avo say to her? Said Rebbe Avo, Omar lo, says the Gemara in Soita Daf Mem, Omar lo, umay nafke loch mino. What do you care? Umay nafke mina from this. Minei uminei yiskalis iloi. From the both of us, from me and the Meturgeman, from the both of us, yiskalis iloi. There's a kilus, there's a shvach coming out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the difference? If I'm the Rosh Yeshiva and he's the Meturgeman, or if he would be the Rosh Yeshiva, I'm the Meturgeman, he's bigger, I'm bigger. Lamaisa, this Divrei Torah coming out over here to the Tzibur and this Kovet Shemayim. Who's doing what in this matzav to bring out? Lamay nafke mina. My nafke loch minoch. Who's bigger, who's smaller? Minei uminoi is kalis iloi. The Kovet Shemayim is... That was... The memra of Rebbe Avohu, my nafka loch minoch, and the Shorish Hadover is from Mamre over here, that Mamre said, that's what the Eibishter wants, that Avram Zari should be miyuchad, and not us, we should be misrachik. If that's how the Kovet Shemayim is brought out in the world, be it so, we're mekabel. And like the Sfas Emes adds on, and Adirabba, through this alone, Yezoiche, to a kiruv, and Mamre was zoiche to a gilu shechino. A person, be'etzem, that's our nature, we always want to have the covered. But ad the rabbi state in the Sfas Emes, if a person doesn't get the shtela, he's not the Rosh Yeshiva, he's not zoiche to get the seat on the Mizrach, someone else got a better aliyah, someone else is nisparsem, for ma'isim toivim, v'chulu, v'chulu, we had a yad in it. But L'may nafka mina, my nafka loch mina, as long as you had a chelik by having in your position, whatever chelik it was that helped bring out the Kovet Shemayim, my nafka loch mina, we have to say, mina uminei yiskalis iloi. Lefizeh, we can say pshat, l'choyra. We can say pshat. In last week's parsha, Sora didn't have children. And she says to Avram, Hinei no otzrani Hashem iledes, bo el shivchosi, ulai ibone mimeno. Take my shivcha, take Hogar. She gave over Hogar to Avram, and she said, ulai ibone mimeno. The Mashmois Apostolic is, through giving over my Hogar, my co-wife, my tzora to Avram, I will be zoiche to have children. And we see not stam, but taka, that's what happened afterward. Later on in Parshas Vayetze, Rachel didn't have bonim. And it says, she gave over Bilha. What does the Pasuk say over there? She said to Yaakov, Hine amosi Bilha. Bo eileho v'teile dal birkai v'ibone gam onoichi mimenu. And Rashi brings down, what was she saying? Rachel said to Yaakov, how come you can't give me children? Ein echanami, you have children from other wives. But look at the Zayda Avram. He had children from Hogar v'Afal Pikein. He also had children from Sora. And Yaakov said back to Rochel is a chiluk. Rashi brings down over there, Zikenosi, my Baba Sora, Hichniso Tzorosa Lebeso. How can you compare? Sora was Machnis, the Tzora Lebeso. She gave over Hogar to Avram. You didn't. So Rochel says, okay, if that's what it takes, Ein Echanami, I'll give you Bila. So we see that was taka the schus, to have children by giving over the tzora. And in weiter in Yena Parsha Vayetze, it says by Leah. When Leah the pasuk says, when she gave over Zilpa, Nosan Elohim schori, asher nosati shivchosi liishi vatikro shemoi yisocher. She was zeichet to Yisocher miloshen schar, Schar for what? Schar for what? Says the Pasuk, because I gave my shivcha over to my husband. What's going on here? Ulai ibonim imenu. Why is that a schus to have children? So lefi devareinu over here, we have a gevaldik pshat. Kol Sora knew that the binyan of Klal Yisrael comes from Avram Avinu, and she wanted to be the aim from Klal Yisrael. She wanted to have a chelik in those bonim. Okay, but for whatever reason, there was an ikov mishamayim. She wasn't royal aledes. But as soon as Sora came to the hakora that maybe I'm not supposed to have the children, maybe it's through my tzora, maybe through Hogar. That means I won't be the mother, and I'm rochoik from the binyan. I'm a rachik myself. Aber my nafka loch mino minoyu minek is kalis iloi. So be it. So I'll be the rochoik, and my tzora Hogar will be the one that's koroif. When she came to that hakora, the ikar is there should be bonim for Avram Avinu, the iskalas iloi. That's where the kovet shemayim. It's not about me. It's about the kovet shemayim. And Adirabo, with that richuk, with that hakoro, she was zoiche to be niskariv, like the Sfas Emes says, and she was zoiche to bonim with that hakoro of my nafkaloch mino. And Sora was zoiche, and Vaiter Rochel, when she gave over Bilo, and the Hemshech HaParsha, we have to remember this memory from Rabbi Avohu. Whenever we feel we're being gypped out, we're not being recognized, we're not at the front lines, there's a cover that's being taken from us, the chaver is better than us. But if that's how the cover Shemayim comes out, says the Sfas Emes, it's Lalamid Kol Yisrael. When a person realizes this, and he realizes he's willing to be mekabel the richok, if that's how kovet shemayim is going to come out, al yedei ze dafka, he's zoicha lehiskarif. A guten Shabbos.